like a prediction almost ahead of time, like without looking at. I'm not sure if that was done. I came into this study a little towards the end, but I think the main point is that we don't think Mehlich-3 is telling us the whole story. And I think if we look at a different measurement of soil phosphorus, a different pool, I really think we'd see a much stronger relationship. I just don't think that this is the specific extraction that is really going to give us the answer to that question. Did I sort of answer?
Okay.
Yeah. There's some collaborators at University of Delaware that are looking at this, and I'm not sure exactly which extraction they're doing.
We did Headley.
Oh, there you go. They did Headley so far. I'd also be interested in looking at water-soluble P. I don't know if that might be.
We're also talking about iron strip.
Yeah, that's right. We talked about iron strip. Yeah. I just don't think Mehlich is the right one. Thank you.
Further questions? Great.
Thank you.
I have a question for you.
Oh, okay.
Do you have any water quality data from Australia at all, or have you ever seen before?
No, we don't currently. No, okay. I don't know if it's in the works. We've actually culminated the study, and we've switched the sites over to a slightly different trial now. So no, we don't. But that's a great point.
Sure.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Our next talker is Dr. Carr from University of Saskatchewan, and he's going to talk about phosphorus speciation from my application with and without the sulfur.
Carr? Thank you.
What's the
please? Thank you, everybody, and good afternoon. My research title is phosphorus speciation from monoammonium phosphate applied with or without sulfur fertilizer in the seed row. We know phosphorus and sulfur are essential nutrients for crop production. And phosphorus and sulfurs are commonly applied together in bands for crop production in Western Canada. And when sulfur added together with phosphorus may affect speciation and plant availability of the added phosphorus in soil. And mainly the availability of the phosphorus mainly depends on species formed after application and soluble phosphate immediately available for root uptake and also the interaction with other fertilizer like sulfur fertilizers. Sulfur fertilizer may alter condition like acidification, ion concentration. So we need to understand the fate of the applied fertilizer phosphorus. Traditionally, we examine the fate of the applied phosphorus in soil through the plant nutrient uptake and yield response and measuring the total and available phosphorus in the soil before and after plant growth. So, we need to understand the fate and transformation of phosphorus fertilizer added alone and in combination with sulfur fertilizer in the paddy soils. Because phosphorus commonly recommended for cereals and pulses, and phosphorus and sulfur fertilizer are recommended for canola in paddy. And also the Jenks spectroscopy. Jenks is soft X-ray Jenks X-ray adsorption nearest structure spectroscopy, which is underutilized as a tool to reveal the chemical speciation in agricultural soils. We use Jenks because the traditional wet chemical analysis method may not be able to identify particular phosphorus species in soil. On the other hand, Jenks spectroscopy can distinguish different oxidation state of the element and also offers unique ability to follow the transformation of fertilizer phosphorus and other elements into different forms over time. So the objectives of this project was to employ the synchrotron techniques to assess the fate of fertilizer phosphorus applied with or without different sulfur fertilizers in the seed row of canola. My field study site was located in the farm near the town of the Central Butte in the province of Saskatchewan, Canada. And the soil of this site is calcareous brown chernozem with high pH, and the soil texture is sandy loam. And the experiment was designed the randomized complete block design with four blocks. And treatment were used as monoammonium phosphate alone, and monoammonium phosphate with ammonium sulfate, monoammonium phosphate with elemental sulfur, and monoammonium phosphate with calcium sulfate. And this phosphorus and sulfur fertilizer was applied 20 kg sulfur per hectare and phosphorus as 20 kg P2O5 per hectare in the seed row at the seeding time. And urea fertilizer was applied all of the plots as broadcast. And soil sample we collected from the seed row 1 week and 8 weeks after seeding using the microcurring device from the depth of the 5 cm. After collecting the soil samples were air dried, ground and sieved for the further analysis. Available phosphorus was analyzed using the modified Kaluna method, and the different phosphorus form was analyzed using the zinc spectroscopy at the soft X-ray characterization beamline in the Canadian light source, Saskatoon, Canada. And the Jenks data was analyzed using the linear combination fitting method. Here is the result. This graph shows the available soil phosphorus concentration after 1 and 8 weeks of crop growth. The X-ray showed the different treatments, monoammonium phosphate and monoammonium phosphate with three different sulfur fertilizer. And green bar shows the 1 week after application, and red bar shows the after 8 weeks of application. And we see after 1 week, the phosphorus concentration is much higher than after 8 weeks of application. It could be reason that maybe the decrease is for the plant uptake, but is it only for the plant uptake that drastically decrease the concentration after 8 weeks? To get the answer of this quotient, we did the Jenks analysis. Jenks spectra of reference compounds exhibit different peaks at different energy level, which allow us to identify the different phosphorus forms. And to analyze, we use qualitative analysis using the fingerprint technique, and another analysis method is qualitative. It is not exactly 100% qualitative, it is semi-qualitative analysis using the linear combination fitting techniques. This graph shows the linear combination fitting result. This one is after 1 week, monoammonium fertilizer applied after 1 week, and this right side graph is the after 8 weeks. We can see the black dotted line is the original soil data, and the red line is the total fit. And interestingly, we have seen the two major phosphorus compound was present in this soil. The green line is the absorbed phosphorus, and yellow line is the brucite, which is dicalcium phosphate. And after 8 weeks, we get the same to absorb and brucite. And we did this linear combination fitting for all of our treatment soil samples and showing in the next graph. This graph shows the x-axis, the treatment T1 is monoammonium phosphate, and week 1, second word is week 8, T2 is monoammonium phosphate with ammonium sulfate applied soil, week 1 and week 2, and T3 is monoammonium phosphate with elemental sulfur, and T4 is the monoammonium phosphate with the gypsum, which is calcium sulfate, week 1 and week 8. We have seen that each of the treatment to measure phosphorus compound, which is brucite and absorbed phosphorus. But after 8 weeks, the absorbed phosphorus form increased. And it was prominent when we applied monoammonium phosphate in combination with the gypsum. This is very interesting. We didn't see the almost opposite. But I do not have very strong explanation what's the reason. Still trying to find out the way, what the reason or what the mechanism behind this. But I have one explanation in this regard. This is the phosphate equilibrium in the soil. When the soil solution phosphate which have available form is much higher, some portion is taken up by plant, some portion is absorbed of mineral surface, and some portion can be precipitated in the different minerals. As in this soil, pH was high, but when urea and monoammonium phosphate applied, the pH decreased. In this case, we didn't see too much precipitation of the phosphorus as like calcium phosphate or tricalcium phosphate. Also, the sulfate is also compete with the phosphate, which reduce the precipitation of the phosphate as calcium phosphate. So in this case, most of the phosphorus may be absorbed on the mineral surface. This could be the reason we have seen the increased absorbed form of phosphorus in this soil system. So the major findings from this work is sulfur fertilizer addition and form influenced proportion of absorbed phosphorus versus brucite. And proportion of phosphorus in absorbed form may increase with time, could be the consequence of organic acid produced in the cannula root rhizosphere and absorption by mineral surface. And we have seen the greatest proportion of absorbed phosphate in monoammonium phosphate when applied in combination with calcium sulfate after 8 weeks. And finally conclude that the sulfur fertilizer in combo with monoammonium phosphate influence phosphorus speciation in the seed row in these calcareous soils. And this monoammonium phosphate added alone or in combination with sulfur fertilizer results in the phosphorus in the seed row that reside mainly in absorbed form and also in the brucite form after 1 and 8 weeks of following application. And trend of increasing proportion of absorbed phosphorus over time, especially we have seen from the monoammonium phosphate when we apply with the gypsum, which is calcium phosphate for sulfur fertilizers. And thank you.